Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 257 of the Cooling Out Podcast.
What is that?
It feels good to say this. We are back. It's Rel. It's been
I checked before we started. It's been almost like 2 months.
Yeah.
March 2nd.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Like, I think it's called Harden's too. Alive. So we see how much has changed.
Yeah. Just
from that title alone.
We missed a bit. He started off strong.
He did. He had three, four games, and then
And then he became Harden again, who we thought he was.
Yeah. Welcome back to us.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Yeah. I don't even know what my life was like in March, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy just how much like time has passed. I didn't realize it was that long. I mean, I knew like it was long, but like,
yeah, I just tracked my life through my. So go ahead.
But as you said, right before we started recording, I was like, all right, let me go back, see what episode this is that we're about to do.
Yeah,
and it was like, yeah, last upload March 2nd. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I got to track my life through my photo library for reminders.
That's how it be. That's how it be. And weeks just be flying.
Damn.
How you been though, man? How are you?
I'm in pretty good spirits, I must say. I'm in pretty good spirits. Heading towards marriage. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Good, good.
Just kind of finish strong at work and then get the rest of these little stuff done, tie up these little loose ends, and then head off to the weekend. No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I've been taking it easy lately, so my energy is at a higher than usual. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't really complain.
Good. Good. Yeah.
How you been?
I'm good, man. Just doing the same. Finally, like, a little, like, out of the deep end with work. I was buried for a little while. Much better now. I guess similar to you, just like, you know, trying to get through this week. And then once I pull in a Do Not Disturb Wednesday evening, it's over.
Man. It's something about these short weeks. Like, I was in the office till like 6:30. Then I came on and logged back. But it was just like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even.
Whatever.
3 days of this I could do. Knowing that break ahead, I'm like, yeah, sure.
My girl was like, what you doing on Thursday? I was like, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Man, I can't wait. Then, you know, get up there to the wedding this weekend. It'll be a great time. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's slowly starting as it gets closer.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that that's what works for me. Like, plotting trips and all that, like, it's like a couple days before is when it really start, because there's just so much happening. But now I'm starting to feel it, so as it gets closer.
Yeah, I mean, it also is like, because the weeks is like, I mean, like, the week is so short, and like, you, like, honestly, like, these 3 days I'm probably gonna work super hard. So like, I looked up today and I was like, damn, it's 6:30, and I'm like, I'm like, where did day go?
Yeah.
Perm like that all week, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where shall we start?
I guess it's been a minute. Wherever in the playoffs you deem.
I mean, we should start with your Brooklyn Nets, because that's what I'm this was currently occurring. I just say right
for
now.
The record, I should have listened to you. You tried to warn me.
I think they were going to sweat, though. I knew they were going to lose, but I could have never predicted this. I don't think anyone could have predicted this.
Yeah.
A sweep?
Looking down at a first round sweep, yeah. It's Kevin Durant. It's one of the best, 10 to 15 players ever.
Yeah.
And really still in his prime-ish. I mean, he just had a fire regular season. This is not, like I said, just don't mention. Have some more respect for LeBron Raymond James. Just really respect what he's doing. Because Durant is 4 or 5 years younger. And I mean, Bron's still cranking out. He's kind of warped expectations, I think.
Durant shouldn't be this bad.
Yeah, actually, I don't expect other players. I just think what he does needs to be acknowledged better. But this ain't about Bron. This is just shocking. Up until this game, they've had him in clamps, prison, maximum security.
Not even looking like he won a score.
No. Tatum just be looking like, this is my court. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Because I thought coming out of game one, they won on the buzzer. He was trash. I'm like, okay, game two, if they just play a little better, Kyrie's going to come down, but Durant will raise his game, balance it out. No, still trash. Game three, again.
16 they finally points.
Showed up tonight. We'll see, but they're not going to win 4 straight games. So it's over. It's over. This ain't LeBron.
Oh, I know it's over. I'm just I just don't know where they go from here. Kyrie's going to opt out.
Yeah, but to be a free agent. He just did an interview. He's not leaving his man number 7, he said. They tight. They real.
If you're the Nets, you resign him?
You want to see Kevin Durant happy. Yeah, you don't have a choice.
I mean, look at Kevin Durant.
Look, don't get... I ain't playing.
They might
that
be
game.
A luxury tax hell with him, Ben Simmons, and Kyrie.
You're not worrying about Joseph. Come on. No.
No, I'm not crying over him. I'm just saying, as a team, it doesn't make any sense.
They wanted Harden. They wanted Harden to stay. So that would have been 3 max contracts. So, I mean,
Harden's better than Ben Simmons.
I know, but I'm saying it would have been 3 max. It would have been higher maxes with Harden. Ben Simmons max ain't Harden max, so it would have been 3 maxes regardless to varying degrees because they wanted him to stay. So I'm just saying, I don't know if luxury
they
wouldn't
have gotten swept in the first round.
Well, if you're going to have that combo, they definitely look like Philly with Embiid's thumb. They seem like they kind of capped. Their ceiling's kind of capped.
It's not a story for another day about your boy Harden.
I don't understand. Look. Since it happened, I'm like, I wouldn't have left. I don't know why you left. If sports commentators are commenting months before that these mandates are going to be lifted, if they know something, you obviously know, and then you still left. So it's like...
I mean, he didn't get along with Kyrie, so...
Yeah, but...
And there was slight tensions between him and Kevin Durant, supposedly, as well.
They needed each other. I don't know how much different this series. No, I can't. They wouldn't be getting swept. They wouldn't be on the precipice of getting swept. I know that at least.
Nah. They probably would still lose to Harden. It's not himself anymore. Look at the push off.
Yeah, but he would have been out there in lieu of Simmons just doesn't play.
No,
at least he would have been out there. So it's kind of hard.
They would have lost.
No,
they would have lost for sure, but not have gotten swept. No.
Whoa. Yeah, we disagree. Lost for sure.
Look at James Harden in his current state.
I can't go lost for sure.
So without Harden, they got swept And you think Harden's is that one piece is going to change it so that they can just beat this Boston Celtics team that is clearly over that has clearly overmatched them every single game.
They did not overmatch them in game one. They won by a point, so chill.
They won.
Relax. That's different than overmatch.
All right, well, game two and three, they now overmatch them. They now overmatch them.
I forgot how much they won by in game two.
All right.
In game three.
As the game is currently looking right now, do they not look overmatched in game four?
They do, but it's still close.
They snatched Kevin Durant's soul out of him.
No, how much points he got right now?
Tonight he looks decent, but like the other game,
you said game four. But even then, yeah, he's still not. He
how many turnovers he got? Yeah, how many turnovers he got?
Four.
Okay, and they've been terrible. Nah,
his shooting percentage in the dumps. He 11 for 27. 27 shots for 33 points. Again, this ain't him.
They're trying to get the Nets back in this. They fouled out Jason Tatum.
Damn. Adam couldn't let it happen, so Adam.
It's an emergency break glass. He said, nah, we can't do Kevin like this.
Kevin was out to dinner. He got a call from his deputy. What? Okay. He ran out that restaurant. Yeah, this is a code orange. Oh. We're already missing Braun. We're about to get rid of KD. What will be a week and a half in?
Yeah.
Not
he
even.
Said the ratings gonna do. He said, what's the projected ratings? Nah, we ain't doing that. Oh.
See?
That had fouled the best player for it. They're not gonna get it, but they're still gonna lose.
Yeah, I'm a hater.
I have no faith in the
boy. I'm out now. I'm rooting for the sweep. I want to see how it gets defended. Now I'm rooting for the sweep now.
Oh, so how it's defended, like on like my sports?
Yeah, analyst? for him to have that on his jacket.
I've been hearing the negative talk, but not to the like not the extreme. You know, like I mean, obviously, like it's been extreme talk, but not with I guess the right word is veracity.
Yeah,
and passion behind
like they
it.
Do for like, other folks.
Oh. It's like, oh, like he's terrible, but like not like yeah. Segment after segment after segment after segment.
No. It can be on one hand, he the best, like one of the best scorers ever, best scoring forward. He's unguardable. And then you have a series mm-hmm. like this and then not get mentioned.
Yeah.
You can't, and also add in that he's in the running for best, was in the running for best player in the league. Like you add all that in, it can't just be nothing. He deserves all this.
All of it. I want all the vitriol.
No more. We live reacting. They got a minute and 42 left.
It's a turnover. Look, Kyrie playing some defense.
He don't want to go home.
That's a foul. That's a foul. Okay. They called
him. Okay, nah, they're going to lose. They're losing.
Nah, who, the Nets?
The Nets, they're losing. And Tatum sending them home.
Honestly.
Nah, he's snatching a toy.
Tatum, he's fouled out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Damn. It's on Jalen. Big Jalen. Let's see what Kevin. Honestly, let me tell you what's going to happen. What's going to make it even worse? They're going to tie this. They're going to be down by one. Kevin Durant going to miss the game-winning shot. Watch. So all that clutch shit goes out the window. Look at him. Look at him. Okay. Disregard. What I say? They down by one, though. This is it.
They are down by one.
This thing got 35-6-9. And that's how you know you're great, though. When you can play like shit and still put up numbers.
By time you got a good game.
Yeah.
Again, only took them a week, but hey.
I think after game three, he had like 19 field goals made and 17 turnovers.
Oh, man.
That's insane.
I forgot. I was listening. The minutes he was guarded by like Tatum were just terrible. Oh, he was like 2 for 10, I think, or something like that. It's bad.
Three of those shots was blocked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not regular blocked either.
Shocking to see.
Like put your feet back down on the ground block.
At least he counted himself tonight, though.
I mean, yeah, but If it's in a losing effort, no one cares.
Well,
you gotta get you at least like one superstar win. Basketball is one of those sports where it's like, if you're the best player, you, oh my God, you just went right around him.
It's hard to get. So again, that's why he deserves all this criticism.
Don't do that. Terrible shot.
Same thing with Kyrie. It's one thing when you just drop in. You drop 60 and then you're out for a week, but now you're playing consecutive games. It's not hitting the same.
Oh my God, they're about to lose.
It's over.
Why would he go up and jack that three up?
Because he's Kevin Durant. We don't have respect for the man. Done.
Done.
You be all right. Oh, sure. Go home, have some wine. Actually, no, fire up the jet tonight. Just get away from it all.
All right, we're back. So it's official now. The Nets got swept.
Kevin Durant got swept in the first round.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
Yep. Blake Griffin. Batty Mills.
We thought they were a threat.
Yeah, it's wow.
How times have changed. When they got James Harden, we were like, damn, this is going to be crazy.
I mean, yeah, they started the season with Harden, Durant, Irvin, with Patty Mills, Joe Harris, Griffin, Aldridge. And wow.
LaMarcus Aldridge, yeah.
If you had told me then, oh, yeah. If you fast forward from a Nets-Lakers finals to the Lakers won't make the playoffs and the Nets are going out in the first round.
Ooh. Getting swept.
Swept. Look, like we were saying off mic, just sustain. Just have a little bit more respect for others.
Yeah.
Or have that same
others level. Others being Lamon, Ramon, James.
James, or have that same level of vitriol.
Bro. LeBron, in year 33, I think that would have been 2018 for Bron.
The same
that year,
he beat the Celtics. One man band.
Seven. Yep. And then drugged that Cleveland Cavaliers team because the year after Kyrie left to the finals.
That's when he had that 50-point triple double game one.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
Look, it's not the same. It's not the same.
And he didn't have no one near as talented as Kyrie Irving on that squad.
Hell,
who's second best player that year? Was it J.R. Smith?
Holy. Where was Kevin Love? Was he still on that team? he had fully been...
Kevin Love, he definitely was there. Because
I guess he is in name.
So I guess it was Kevin Love.
He was like fully a role player at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be him.
See?
I don't want to hear it.
I'm glad this happened.
Yep.
They got to be able to see it.
It's tough to defend.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't either. Wait. The hater in me loves it.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Sweat.
Well, now Ben Simmons can go rest and recharge for next season.
That's another wild-ass story. I saw the other day, he's like filing a grievance to get his other $20 million.
Good luck.
I'm like, man.
I do the same thing,
though. He didn't play a single game. That's a fact.
I ain't hating on you, blood. I do the same thing.
Fam, it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. So that
you just made that gamble.
To that judge made that gamble, it ain't over.
Yeah, we ain't just flying by 20 mil. Hell
yeah. Hell no. Fighting tooth and nail. I deserve all that money.
Hell yeah.
Nothing for it.
I'm at least sending a couple reminders.
Oh, big facts. Hell yeah, you gotta at least try for it. But
and good luck, buddy.
What do you think about this? This weird story that he was like supposed to play going into tonight into game four, and then just nah, my back sore.
He saw the writing on the wall. I don't blame him. I don't know. I don't know what his mental makeup is. I don't feel comfortable. So I don't know what. But it would seem he shouldn't be introduced in such a high pressure situation. Coming that he hasn't played in a year and he has he just had a shot in his back. So it's probably credence to the back. You don't have a shot in your back that close. But I don't know. I thought they were still going to lose it. I was out. The way we started the series full of confidence. At this point,
What I will say is if they start this next upcoming season, next season, and he not playing.
All right, we out. No.
I have no. There are no defenses.
Ship him out.
But who's going to take him? He's making mad money to not play.
There's 29 other teams.
Bro, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lockout in 2020. I think the CBA's up in 2020. I'm not joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2023, or is it 2024? It's 2024 and the CBA's up. There's going to be a lockout. The owner's going to be coming for this money.
Measures will be taken, of course.
Bro, he can literally, there's no way to, Philadelphia just recouped their money because he wasn't showing up to practice and he was, being a dumbass at practice. But, realistically, if he was like, yo, I'm hurt and I can't play, there was nothing that they would be able to do. They would owe him that money.
Which I think, yeah. You have,
I think it's because they were fining him, though, because he was showing up to practice on his cell phone and, just doing nonsense. That's why. It wasn't because he couldn't play. It was because they were fining him that money.
Mm. Yeah, when is the back injury? When did that start?
When he got to Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't remember nothing about a back.
You're right.
Before, it was mental.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It did start in Brooklyn. Because I was like, oh, he's probably going to be healed up real quick. Now he in a new place. Nope.
Yeah. I think it was Brooklyn because he was trying to ramp back up his basketball activity. And then they said he hurt his back. Ain't seen or heard from him since. I mean, you see him looking like a Jolly Rancher on the sideline, but that's about it.
Oh man, exasperated by Ben Simmons' injury situation. Mm-hmm. Report.
That's the report. That's the report I saw. You know who released report?
Who?
The Nets. Someone in the Nets.
Sean Marks.
Someone had to tell Woj that. They just make it up out of thin air. It was Woj or Sean's. Either way, someone had to tell him that. He's reported to get out because they want him to get out.
Look, Windhorst said he woke up today with his back hurting. That's it. What you want from the man? He can't go. He can't go. You don't want to hurt his team.
I mean, that's just insane to me. These dudes are $30 million in 1 year.
I got a cold.
And don't dribble a basketball at all.
Bam, yeah. But look, the moment they got Harden, it's like they had no choice. If you just have LeVert but they traded those players. So then you get Harden, and then he gets unhappy. You can't keep him because then he's going to walk this offseason. Mm-hmm. The other trades they could have made, that's a discussion. But you made the trade for Simmons, and now you just got to live with that. Unless you flip him again.
Yeah. I can't wait. I feel like there's some deeper underlying story.
Yeah, I need that
story. That's going on in Brooklyn in general. I need that.
I need that too.
I need that story. Because there's no way in hell that only KD and Kyrie love this environment and love Steve Nash's environment. Something else has to have, be going on in Brooklyn. That's just
Simmons, just, Nash.
Yeah.
They might need a new coach.
Auden. Yeah. They dropped a report today saying even if they get swept, Nash's job is good.
Okay. Hey.
What they said.
They like it. I love it, man. It's none of my concern.
Kevin Durant going to be 34 going on 35 next season.
And them injury concerns. Now he also missing more and more games.
Getting his shots blocked.
Yeah. It's a new revelation.
The first time it happened, I was like, oh.
Okay.
I thought he got fouled.
Nah, hold
then
on.
They show that replay.
Yeah, we got a couple more coming your way. It's crazy. We joke. It's crazy. It's one thing if they had lost. But like even when the people were dating, they're like, yeah, Celtics in like six, Celtics in seven. Mm-hmm. Celtics in four? With Kevin Durant on the court and Kyrie Irving?
Every game other than game one, they mopped them.
Damn.
Game one was like the only game. Like I was at your mom's, I was like, all right, they might lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Nets felt like that, like they gave it their all and lost.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah, it'd be an interesting offseason.
Mm-hmm. Man, really that interesting. I don't think they have too many moves to be made.
Yeah. They're going to re-sign Kyrie. So I guess it's more how they fill out the rest of the roster. Do they try to flip Harris? Or they bring him back?
I just don't understand the coaching decisions. Like, you got Andre Drummond. They said they need a big man in the paint, but they didn't play him like 8 minutes a game.
Look, like Kyrie said, we don't need a coach. That's what Kyrie said. It's going to be dangerous.
Oh, you saw that video? Kevin Durant's gonna be dangerous in Boston this year.
Oh my gosh.
Him and Patty.
Man.
Terrible.
Well.
Now they got potentially, well, more than likely, they got the Bucks next round. The Bucks up 3-1 right now.
The only thing is the Middleton thing.
Yeah, Middleton not being there. He's probably gonna miss that entire series, I believe.
Damn
near most of it, depending on how far it goes. I think he's out.
Ooh.
I mean, I think he's out the 2 to 3 or 3 to 4.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. He out a minute. I ain't gonna hold you.
You said he that guy. The guy that
I put my money on him every. I'm betting on every
used
game.
To be that guy. This wouldn't even be a concern for me. The guy that was, he's that guy too. All right,
he is that guy.
All right, I'm riding with you. Then. I'm betting against him.
I'm not.
I think he's the best player in the league. He in the snap dab in his prime, early in it too. He can still get better.
I'm not doubting him.
I'm not either.
Do I think it's gonna be rough? It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough. He might lose a couple of inches on that hairline. It's going to be rough.
This is going to be a tough
one. He's going to be stressed. And LeBron, when you can tell it, he's stressed.
Yeah. Damn.
He's going to be stressed, but he's going to win it, though.
That Middleton injury sucks.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what the initial...
Damn, Drew, you're gonna have to let's try to get to 20, pal.
Nah,
we can't average at least 20.
I got more faith in Bobby Portis. So I ain't gonna lie. I got more faith in Bobby, you know.
Grayson?
Grayson been balling. How long is this motherfucker? Why can't I find this?
When did he get injured? It was sometime this past week, right? I mean, last week, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Did it happen in a game? Do you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sprained MCL. Oh, okay. 4 days ago. He's expected to miss at least 2 weeks.
4 days ago. 4 days ago is what, Thursday?
Yeah. So, probably at best come back if they, like, game five, they push it that far.
Yeah, it depends on the scheduling. Because Celtics Bucks played 4 games in 8 days. They started last Sunday, and they just concluded today. So, yeah, you're probably right.
Silva was blessing them. They were getting a game once every 3 days. Like,
no comment.
He probably saw KD aging. He was trying to give him a little blessing.
So, yeah, assuming the Bucks beat the Bulls tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably just have him start on Thursday.
Yep. You know how he do. He's like, all right.
With the Jet right to Boston. Ratings. Yep.
gotta get our ratings up.
Oh no, they don't even play tomorrow. They play on Wednesday. Damn.
Who plays on Wednesday? Oh, the Bucks.
Oh, I'm bugging. Am I missing something? I'm looking now. They might not play till Thursday. Yeah, I'm checking now. I don't.
They don't play again until Thursday. That feels off. Today's Monday, bro.
No, I'm lying. Yeah. They play on Wednesday. That feels off.
Oh, they play on Wednesday, so.
Damn, Celtics off on to at least Friday. Good for y'all.
Oh, yeah, the minimum. Yeah, you're right.
Damn.
I'm just giving Chris some time to get back.
That series is about to be very entertaining. Yeah. Giannis is about to put up some crazy ass numbers, man.
40 and 17.
Yeah. 8 assists, 4 blocks. He's about to go crazy.
Oh my God.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I can't wait. I honestly can't wait.
It'd be interesting seeing what he does to this defense.
You think that's going to be the best series potential, the best potential series of the second round?
So is that we're looking at Heat, Philly, Warriors, Grizz. What's the other one I'm missing? Heat, Philly, Warriors, Grizz.
It'll be Phoenix, New Orleans, or Dallas, Utah.
Dallas or Utah against the Suns or the Pelicans.
Yeah, at this point, it's a toss-up. Jose Alvarado got Chris Paul looking normal.
That would be my most intriguing one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because especially without Middleton, it gets even more.
Yeah.
Like this is
I thought
they win this.
I thought this was going to be tight.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this year was actually my best series, this Brooklyn Boston series in the first round. But
damn, it is the first one that ended, right?
It's over.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
But honestly, I would say the most entertaining one so far has been the Jazz Mavericks.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. That game was.
Yeah, that's been my most entertaining one so far. But I was like, before the playoffs started, I was looking forward most to Boston and Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Then when that shit started, outside of game one, because game one was crazy in that Boston series. But outside of that, I was like, oh, they actually gonna win this. I was like just on the ledge at first, like, oh yeah, they might win. Yeah, but you knew they're gonna win. But like this Utah Dallas series is actually really close. And those two games, Jalen Brunson stepped up.
Yeah, second for me, oddly enough, is Memphis, Minnesota, because I don't know what the hell is happening over there. I don't know what is the none of these games are like any game in this. Like, the Wolves blew 220 point leads in one game and lost by 9. In 48 minutes, they blew 220 point leads and lost by 9, and then came back and won the next game. And Ja tried talking through it all.
Craziest that, bro. Ja talking like this is like the NBA Finals,
fam. That's what whoever the Warriors get is. It feel like a sacrificial lamb because I
don't know how Ja gonna keep his energy up for the next series.
Like, if he make it, like,
every round you gonna have this kind of energy. But so in their two losses, Karl Anthony Towns is averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds. And in the two wins, he's averaging 31 and 13.
So that's the series. Like, hell, like. Right, he just had like 33. Oh, but if I'm projecting ahead, I'm with you. It's the Bucks Celtics. Because the ball's going to have to be in Giannis's hands even more. I mean, I can't wait to see. I'm intrigued by Philly Heat, but these injuries, I hate them. Like, Embiid's already, like, I wish it was, because Harden's already, he's not injured, but.
He
ain't 100%.
Yeah.
For whatever
He ain't what he used to be.
Or maybe it's us. You know, this adjustment period like, to the new Harden.
He looking like KD, but he's just lucky because he has Joel Embiid to take to, like, be the best player on the court. But with Joel injured, it's showing even more. Tyrese Maxey might be better than him. Or at least more important to the team.
Look. Strong argument could be made.
They down by 11 as we speak.
Maxey been the second best player. Playing
down
series.
By 11 as we speak in the fourth quarter.
Harden has 9 points on 9 shots.
They lucky. See, they was on NBA TV. Ain't nobody watching.
Yeah, they just
nobody watch.
They just something you see at the top right. Yeah, they are lucky. I'm not turning to this. They got Embiid with what, a broken finger? Is it? No, I'm cool.
Yeah, fam. They're literally playing like, and the score is like a 90s NBA game.
Yeah, I take it back. It's going to be this hard, and then they ain't going to beat the Heat if Embiid finger. Because his game's already, these box scores already don't look the same.
From they game three to now. They losing 4-5.
Yeah, it's like,
I give them 5 just to be nice.
And this ain't the same Grizzlies, even if they win. If the Wolves win, then, I mean, they damn near is 4 or 5 swept. Games. This they Grizz, they ain't the regular season Grizz, so I mean... They ain't playing like they up to the Warriors standard.
These Grizz look like the Jazz.
I hope the Suns win to go against Luka. I would be. That's like they got. Mavs got the best play in this in the series, but the Suns are the best team.
I don't want Mavs. No, without Devin Booker.
Yeah, they still got a better team than the Mavs.
No.
And ain't he gonna be back? I thought he's gonna be out like 2 weeks.
I don't know what he's gonna come back and look like though.
Look, you want Utah Suns? I'm sorry, I don't know what you want here. You want Jazz Suns? Stop
I want,
it!
I
oh
want
no, go home.
I want B.I.
I'm a hater. I'm here for this case. The Suns losing? I'm sorry, Christopher. Nah. I love that.
I mean, I would love that, but I would love my entertainment purposes more. I don't want to see the Pelicans.
They were they were even odds to win the title. That's how heavily favored they were before Devin Booker went down. So if they didn't lose in the first round, now we need suspense.
Nah, it can't just be Bron.
It can't just be Bron tweeting.
I don't want to watch that though. You want to watch that?
What, Dallas versus Pelicans?
Pelicans.
I don't want to watch a playoff where everything's predictable. That's what I want. I want chaos.
Listen, the Suns is not predictable though, because it's Devin Booker may or may not come back. You don't know what he's gonna look like when he comes back. And you got Luka, he gotta step in.
I'm not hating like I was. It's not a must. If the Suns lose, I welcome any as long as Luka wins, he needs to continue on for my entertainment purposes. I could watch him against either team because he's that entertaining to me.
He is, but it's gonna be so boring.
Look, if the Suns lose to the Pelicans, they're not meant to be. This shouldn't be a discussion.
Excuse me. I need these Jazz to lose, though. That's a fact. I need Donovan Mitchell to get up, make his way.
I need him to put the call in.
Find your way, partner.
I need them reports. You know, nobody in management has talked to Mitchell in weeks. I need that. Yeah. I need that.
It won't change much for us other than we'll make the playoffs, but that's enough for me.
I want chaos. I need that.
That's enough for me. As long as we can make the playoffs consistently, I'm like, we'll start there.
Although they kept it together on the court, Rudy and Donovan haven't spoken
in weeks.
I need that.
But it wouldn't be that way. It'd be like Rudy keeps reaching out and Donovan hasn't heard from Donovan. That's what it would be. Rudy reaching out and Donovan not replying. You don't need Frenchman.
He'll
reach out.
And I'm sorry, Toronto, but it's got to end there. No, I'm just saying Toronto, it got to end there. I can't. Yeah. From my entertainment, I can't.
The heat
against Toronto. No.
Fam.
No.
Slice my eyes out now. That would be so boring. Just cut them out. That would be so boring. Nobody wants to see that.
Hell no.
Nobody wants to see that. That would be too boring. I'm straight on that. Miss me with that.
So let me get your bracket then. So you got the Bucks winning, obviously.
Yeah.
So in the Bucks Celtics, you got the Bucks. So who you got in Philly Heat?
Heat. And I agree. Bob, with the way Joel Embiid looking.
So then Giannis back in the finals, right?
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
I'm on board now. I'm on board.
that's how we do it.
I didn't get my stock at your price, but
you got it though. You got it. So that matters.
Well, to me, an arm and a leg, but yeah.
I got Giannis Golden State.
Yeah, that's the one. Especially
that's
now.
Gonna be, I don't know. Yeah, and at that point, I'm like, holy, that's gonna be a rough
one.
Never.
That's the one bright spot. The Warriors that I thought were going to get sacrificed to the Lakers, it quickly became not. They in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Whoever the Warriors.
That's the matchup. I don't know if y'all.
Tough beat. Is that the most entertaining matchup left?
Entertaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because the Heat.
What if Luka made it to the finals? Would that be more entertaining?
I wouldn't be upset about that.
I wouldn't be upset.
Not more entertaining just because it's only
him. He wouldn't have like a shot. But, yeah. He wouldn't have a strong shot.
Just wouldn't have a shot, but it's only him versus it's like Steph, Clay, Jordan Poole. Like it's a bunch of, you know, I'm gonna say little light skinned boys.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a bunch of it's a lot of just talent spread around. And then you got Giannis, Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday. I can't want to say this, Bobby Portis. I can't want to say that.
Yeah, that's what I need. Middleton will be back.
Yeah, it's just a little more.
No offense, Chris. No offense, Chris.
Just a little more evenly matched. Like if the Suns get back and they play the Bucks again, we know they're gonna lose again. It's no fun in that.
Yeah, Bucks Suns too. I mean,
yeah.
The original was cool, but I don't really need a sequel.
Exactly.
It was cool.
Let's leave that one at it.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Whenever they force a sequel, it's never good. Never good when they force it. It's never good.
Not yet. I need Bucks Warriors.
I don't think Silver want that either.
I want that. Bucks Warriors.
don't think
if Zilla not Bucks, then who?
Out the East?
Mm-hmm.
If Embiid was healthy, then the Sixers. But because he's not, I got to go Miami.
I'm going to still say the Sixers. No offense to the Heat. Not. It's just more, more compelling watching Embiid and Harden.
Just a storyline alone, yes. But, like, Harden doesn't look like himself. Embiid doesn't look like himself. Harden ain't like himself since 2 years ago.
Nah, me, you, and Chris were talking about this yesterday. It is definitely the change of the guard. This is just him now, I think.
It's glaring how
he just gonna every once in a while have like a flashback game and you remember what he was, but
a flashback game now, is like 25 points at this stage.
No. You remember like a 30. No, he gonna have I think he's settling firmly into a 20-25 average on like low 40 percentage. 22.
He gonna be one of them dudes that 22. average 22, but score 23 one night, score 21 the next night, average 22. That's who he's gonna be. And they gonna be I score 30.
Nah. We're about to be like 43% from the field.
It's gross.
Mid-30s from three.
Excuse me.
But that free throw never going nowhere though. The attempts will drop slowly, but he'll hover around like mid-80s.
Yeah, that free throw. If he loses his free throw, that'd be different. That shit start going flat. I'm like, yo, I don't know what to do.
I mean, he getting like nine attempts a game. That's inflating it a bit.
Ever since he started complaining, they picked it up a little bit.
Harden update. He's still 3 for 10, 12 points. 2 rebounds, 7 assists.
Yes, they probably getting booed. They probably getting booed.
Don't play that, yeah.
You know how Philly fans give it up. Boo!
So, he's still going to get his max, though. So, good for him.
First of all, it's Daryl Morey. That's his homie.
I don't know why they were so... And now they got to, like, re-sign him. Because you can't just let him leave. Thank God it ain't my money. How would you feel signing him to like 5 years?
200 plus?
And you know the truth. You know what you're seeing.
I mean,
look, you be the owner.
I don't know what they can do.
Pull your finest red and try to convince yourself he'll get better.
stop it. I don't know what they can do, honestly. It doesn't seem possible. So, it's fucking.
Anything else in the playoffs?
Let me see. What's an interesting story? Interesting story.
Whoa.
What happened?
Who this guy? Before I even tell you, I'll know this. No, the timeline for Chris Middleton. You said I was saying 3 to 4 weeks.
That's what I thought initially, but then I got on ESPN and said at least 2 weeks.
I hope ESPN right, because now
he's spraying his MCL. I mean, thank God his game isn't like predicated on like athleticism, but you're stepping into your spots, especially like being a mid-range shooter. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Pray for Embiid. Pray for Giannis, not Embiid.
I ride with the Greek.
Nah, I'm going down on that shit.
I ain't that strong on it. I'm riding with him for now.
Nah, I'm on it. If Tatum and them come through and bully them, I'm going to be like, oh, this is crazy.
I'm casual. I just stand on the outside of the car.
So now imagine this. If Tatum goes through this series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giannis puts up his numbers, obviously, but the Celtics just bullied him. Like, they win in five. Like, Tatum does his thing. They win the championship.
I won't.
Where does that put Tatum? No, where does that put Tatum?
Well, he's going to gonna have to get the rant spot.
That's a fact.
I mean, right off the cuff.
He got the rant spot now, potentially.
Giannis will still be better in my book. Joker will still be better. I guess he's shooting the top five. Yeah, Steph will still be better.
And then Bron and him.
I think he'd be better than KD. I just don't think he's a better. He's not a better player than Bron. I mean, you could put him higher if you want because he won the title. He's still not a better player. I'm still not there. I don't care what no one.
I'll die on that hill.
I seen the man play. He's still not better than LeBron James. He's not.
Nah, he ain't.
Giannis is better than LeBron James. Joker, what he did
at
all
this
season,
point, yeah.
It's crazy. He better, but.
I tried to fight that for a while with the Giannis one.
You know I did. But nah, it is him. It is him.
I was holding on for dear life with that one.
Nah, that's him. That's him. I apologize. It's your league now. We're just trying to figure it out. We in LA trying to figure it out.
What do you think about Giannis's, about Bron's tweet? I can will not miss the playoffs to get postseason again in my career. What do you think about that tweet? You didn't see that?
I did. I just take it that he's gonna put the pressure on robbing them. That's why I take it as, and that hopefully he in like mercenary mode. Anyone can go. Give them all up to Rob. We gotta fix the team.
I think he was just deep in the vault. He was in.
Oh, he was definitely. He might be on the second bottle, second or third. No, without question.
What's that tequila he has?
Oh, Lobos.
Yeah, he was off the Lobos. That ain't no vino got you.
He might have
like
He might have been mixing.
Yeah, that was pure emotion.
What he got to do but train and drink?
Now that's gonna be an interesting offseason. That's what I care off-season. About. See what they do.
You gonna get rid of Russell?
If I was picks, I might get off AD too.
Picks are going out the door. I mean, that's the second best tradable asset. You're not trading the best asset, so he the best thing that you would realistically trade.
Who you get though? Bron got like 2 years left.
Well, you can't play. You gotta set on a side and ride with it. Either you are building for the future, or you want to maximize the remainder of Bron's years. So if you want to maximize it,
can't have it both ways.
All these future assets gotta go because. You can't just get off Westbrook probably because he's expiring. It's going to take probably a pick as well. So you got to fully commit.
Maybe OKC will do us a solid.
But what players?
It doesn't even matter, nigga. Just take him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be greedy. It can't be, get rid of him and improve the team. You are improving the team. You get rid of him. So.
Exactly. Just take him.
Yeah, I'm most intrigued by. But I'm a homer, so.
Let him go out on top in OKC. Get a statue unveiled his last season.
I don't care what he does.
Bring him off the bench.
I wish him the best. I hope he gets a team where he can dominate the ball, put up his numbers, and be happy.
I don't think he can do that anymore.
Hey, something I can say.
Whenever you take a jump shot and it hits the top of the backboard, consistently.
Yeah, something ain't right. something's going a little airy.
Bro, you don't just forget how to shoot. Like, you're a professional basketball player. I can see if you miss. Like, these shits were like...
Remember when Kat was like, who let the wind in?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Disrespectful.
Holy.
Disrespectful.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just he might just be bad. But also, we're not realizing these dudes are getting old. Like, we getting old, so they getting old. Like,
nah, it's a change, yeah.
And me and Bron got us thinking everyone's supposed to just play better.
Houston, Harden, Dunn. Ran out in the first round.
Yeah.
Bron played
I can't live in the past no more.
Bron missed like 24 games. 26, I think. Yeah, so that's probably the standard now. Wardell was a little slow initially.
He 34.
Yeah, so he was slow out the gate, but we'll see. I'll see how the
That's why.
To your point,
I already hopped into a new bandwagon.
As you should. I can't let the old thing go. Yeah, man.
That guy from Athens? I was like, all right.
Oh my god!
Not the kid from Akron. The kid from Athens. We out.
Oh my god!
We out.
You really about to average 35 and 15 this next series?
He ain't got no choice. Middleton, yeah. He ain't got no choice.
From an entertainment standpoint, I don't even know what's gonna match that.
Yeah, because Grayson Allen's not gonna put up these numbers he was putting up these past couple games. What, been averaging like 27?
Yeah, okay.
Playing like he was playing at Duke. Like, it's not happening. Mm-mm. And Philadelphia really about to lose.
So this will make it what, 3-2? Yeah. Philly up. Uh oh.
Wow. Maybe going Doc really trying to go to LA.
Oh, and they're going back to Canada, right?
Yeah.
No Thibault.
I put some money on that.
Uh oh, that pressure. Oh no. Ooh, I want the chaos.
every team just collapsed.
That pressure ramping up. Oh, Harden about to get it. Damn. Harden, 40 minutes now. 4 for 11, 15 points.
He plays 40 minutes tonight?
Yep. 11 shot attempts.
What are you doing?
15 points. Wow. Oh my God. They're really going to lose. This is crazy.
First of all, not even the fact that they're going to lose. They got 82 points.
Oh my God.
They got 82 points, bro.
Oh yeah. They got 5 points from their bench.
It's not even the losers. Like, you're not even trying to win. That's the problem.
They got 5 points from their bench. Thibault gave them 2, and he won't even be available next game.
2 points, that's it?
Yes. And then Niang gave them 3. And Thibault can't play next game. Wow.
It's rough.
Oh, good luck. I don't know what else to say. Good luck. So tomorrow's Miami Hawks. I think Miami finally closes that out. Grizz, I hope they take the lead. But it'd be in its... No, I don't want the Wolves. I can't. Hopefully the Grizz win.
No, the Wolves are too inconsistent.
And the Suns, they also need... Tied 2-2, crazy. I think the Suns win the next 2. Wolves-Grizz feel like it's going to go 7.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game 7, though. Or honestly, I feel like that shit could be, like, that's going to be a real hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to be really, really good or someone's going to get blown out. It's been, like, that kind of series.
And hopefully Golden State close out. Close out Wednesday. No, we'll see. Pray for Luka.
See, that's a fact. Pray for Donovan Mitchell to come. Come on, Spider.
We need chaos.
I'll big up the nickname when he come.
It was so sad when they won.
That's crazy. We out here begging for 87 overall players to come.
That's all we can muster. No one else will even look at us.
We suck.
Ain't a 90 play even looking at us.
Oh, they wouldn't even dare come to the Knicks. We got the draft one eventually.
Yeah. Well, we got great grandkids.
Yeah. Hopefully we can let go of Randall, but nobody wants him but us.
Oh, you got value to someone. Damn.
I
was just quickly looking at the top rated. Yeah. Ain't a 90 player coming in.
Ain't a soul.
Ain't one.
Jesus. Yeah, motherfuckers prefer to go to Boston.
No comment.
No comment, exactly.
No comment. No comment.
Ah! All right. I think we hit it all.
Damn.
You got anything else?
No, just looking at our prospect.
Just a depression setting in.
Yeah.
Now we'll get Spider. I'm good on that. I'm straight with that.
Come on, Zion.
We gotta start. Imagine.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
I'll take Fat Boy right now. I'll take Fat Boy. And talk shit about him the entire time, but it'd be must see TV.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah.
Fat Boy running the fast break. He still puts up numbers though.
He did last season. He does when he plays, I guess.
Yeah, still. What was the average? Like 22 and 7?
Probably last season? No more. He was like 25.
Yeah. I know it was 7 rebounds. He don't get too many rebounds.
But those days are done.
Nah, he'll come back with a vengeance, fat ass. If he stop eating all that gumbo, he'd be fine.
Well, it won't be this season. I don't know.
The season's over.
I mean, his team's still in the playoffs.
He want to come to New York, play with Cam Reddish, RJ Barrett.
Just let it be known, Zion. We welcome you. We're open on.
Just say it. You and Spider, y'all just both just.
Make the calls. He was 27-4.
Yeah, if we get Zion and Spider, it's going to be all right.
I mean, at least entertaining. I'm watching.
Yeah. Knicks tickets going to be, they're already through the roof, so it ain't going to change much.
Yeah, that's out of my mind. I'm going to watch them on HD television. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. That's not even a thought no more. I'm like, next season, I'll see a Nets game. No, I'll go see a Nets game.
What? Oh, it's in Dallas. Okay, I'm like, where is this game? Okay. They're showing Patrick Mahomes is in the building. Kyler Murray. I'm like, where's this game? I knew it wasn't in Utah, but I didn't want to say that out loud until I got confirmation.
No comment. No comment. Go Luka.
Word. Let me say go before I say some stupid.
Yeah, go Luka.
man. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe.
Why didn't you shout out Troy Aikman? Why didn't you say he was in the crowd of Dirk? And Danny Ainge and Dwayne Wade. Why don't you shout them out?
No comment.
No comment. As you were.
No comment. I said what I said.
And Wade picked the side. I bet.
You ownership now. make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. We're going to get more consistent, get back on the groove with these things. I'll get these out to you guys. YouTube, make sure you check the YouTube channel. I have the full length videos up there. Anything else?
Nah, Bron, you're missed.
Bron, very much so. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.